Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
And so why is it the Democrats? Why do they hate black voters so much? Why? You ever wonder that to yourself? I was getting ready to come on the air. You may have seen me in the chat there early. I really enjoy chatting with you all in the 10 to 11 hour. I read what you're talking about in there. But that occurred to me because, you know, there's another attack, of course, on Clarence Thomas. And I thought to myself, you may have been thinking the same thing as the left just ruthlessly for decades attacks this man. What exactly did Clarence Thomas do wrong? He grew up in a segregated area, was attacked with vicious de jure and de facto racism in his entire life. He overcomes it, becomes one of the most powerful, important, smartest judicial figures in American history. What exactly bothers the Democrats so much about Clarence Thomas? And I got to thinking about it. And I thought, the answer is obvious. The answer is he's black. That's isn't it true? What else about Clarence Thomas bothers you? He's black. You just don't like that he's black. Why are Democrats such racists? They talk to black people like they're infants. They act like they have no agency over their lives whatsoever. They infantilize them. That everywhere they lord over black communities, they run the community down into shit. What possible explanation could you have other than the Democrats really don't like black people? Anyone have an answer? Oh, forget black conservatives. That's like a deep-seated vitriolic, like serial killer-like hatred. But like, they really dislike the black community. I mean, this was not part of the show. The geese, like, there's no element for this. No, there's not. I was chatting with you before, and I'm scrolling through social media, and there's another attack on Clarence Thomas. And I'm thinking, like, Clarence Thomas, Alan West, you know, Tim Scott. If you happen to be black, even if you're not even really a conservative, like Condoleezza Rice, who's definitely not a conservative, more of an establishmentarian, it doesn't matter. All that matters is that you're not a liberal and you're black. And they hate you. And even if you are a liberal and you're black, they still hate you. They ruin your communities. It's just amazing how little respect people have for the black community on the left. I don't know. It's just on my mind. I got a big show for you today. A lot going on. Folks, they have absolutely doubled down on the police state. Doubled down. Something happened yesterday. It is, I mean, even in the realm of what we're talking about now with this grotesquely awful police state, this is really bad stuff. Got that. Got some audio. And also, I want to show you how your constitutional liberties are being just dissipated away. Today's show brought to you by Beam Dream. Folks, this stuff is the real deal. You ready to discover the incredible benefits of a good night's sleep? Time to awaken your senses and embrace the importance of a restful slumber. Dive into the world of sleep and introduce yourself to an amazing product that could revolutionize your nighttime routine. Beam Dream. It's a game changer. The Dream Powder is a hot cocoa designed specifically for sleep, can transform your nights. This stuff is good. With flavors like cinnamon cocoa, chocolate peanut butter, they make it a treat to sip on before bedtime. Here's the secret. Lies in Dream's powerful all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, which I swear by, apigenin. These ingredients work synergistically to help you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and help you wake up feeling rested and refreshed with no grogginess. Here's the best part for our listeners. Beam is offering an exclusive discount on their Dream Powder. Stuff is amazing. For a limited time, you get up to 40% off when you visit shopbeam.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino at checkout. Take control of your sleep and experience the wonders of Beam Dream. Shopbeam.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino for up to 40% off. Your body and mind deserve the gift of a restful night's sleep. Shopbeam.com/Bongino. Joseph, it is Friday, sir. So, if you would.
Yes, sir. Here we go. It's Friday.
Yeah. Ooh. Yes, sir, it is. You okay? You going to make it?
I hurt myself.
Yeah, don't hurt yourself. You know, not sure how good the health insurance is. You're going to have to check with Paula. Is Paula HR-gy? Paula's the HR department, right? Shout out to Whataburger, by the way. In case you're wondering, the Bongino Report mug is still here. I just, that's for Jim. Whataburger's got some amazing burgers. I like Five Guys, too. Also, you got to give a shout out to In-N-Out, but Whataburger's no joke.
Yeah, let me get you back up on the screen.
Yeah, that loves you. Joe's been here a long time. Joe's the original. Joe's the OG, original gangster. So, Folks, listen, man, cutesy time's over. I saw a couple of people in the chat. Cutesy time's not only over, cutesy time is so over. You need to understand that the only way going forward to return us to some even normal semblance of a constitutional republic is going to have to, we're going to have to make the left drink the syrup of Ipecac. You understand this? What the left has done to us, they're going to have to experience themselves. Nothing will ever change. Here's the problem, and here's why. For all the establishment swampy Republicans out there who want to take the John McCain, Mitt Romney approach again, oh, if we just play nice, they'll eventually realize they overstep. Please shut up and exit stage left. You have no idea what you're talking about, and you have zero, zero comprehension of actual human behavior. Listen to me. Once human beings feel the power of being able to subjugate and cancel others, they will never give that up. You understand that? I need everybody in the chat, everybody listening, delayed. Everyone understand. Human beings are naturally prone to corruption of power. Lord Acton was right. Power corrupts absolute. Power corrupts absolutely. The liberals have now experienced for decades the power of being able to weaponize the government, subjugate their enemies, censor their enemies. Listen, look, beam in. They will never, ever give that up. You understand? I know you all get it here. But there are people out there in the Republican Party who, trust me on this, still don't get this. Until you feed them the syrup of Ipecac and they see how awful it tastes, they will never understand. I bring that up, election, our friend Election Wiz on Twitter. Actually, I never met him, but it's a pretty cool account. Says, the Los Angeles City Council voted to pursue a lawsuit and criminal probe against Governor Abbott in the state of Texas for busing illegal aliens to the city. Sounds like something I says. How now that they've got in there, they've got the taste. It's like, I want some more. You ever see Interview with a Vampire, the Kirsten Dunst little vampire kid? I want some more when she tastes blood. They will never stop. Now that they know they can lock up their enemies and that the media, the scumbag media, will do nothing but celebrate it. The garbage filth in the media will do nothing but celebrate the police state. These absolute losers, they will never stop. You will now see political figures getting locked up left and right. You may say, well, it started with Trump. Well, actually, it didn't. It started before that. But the targeting of Scott Perry's cell phone, the targeting of Devin Nunes, the locking up of Bannon and Navarro, of Manafort. Folks, it is never going to stop. I need everyone to understand that. It will stop when we return the favor. So to conservative prosecutors around the country, there are more than enough actual violations of the law the left has been engaged in. You need to go and start filing criminal complaints and indictments against these folks. If you don't do it, we're absolutely lost. We have no chance. You understand that? We have no chance. Look at this yesterday, post-millennial. Proud Boys leader Joe Biggs sentenced to 17 years in prison over January 6th riot. Folks, regardless of what Joe Biggs did or didn't do, regardless of what he did or didn't do, the hard reality here is, and we got a movie coming out about just this real soon, and I'm telling you, this thing is going to bring a tear to your eye when you're done. Regardless of what Biggs did or didn't do in the Proud Boys on January 6th, there is nothing they did that was worse than what Antifa and BLM did in murdering people, in trying to burn down federal buildings, in looting, in attacking people with bats and weapons. It's not even comparable. It's not even close. And yet most of these people, we had a firebombing with two lawyers up in New York throwing a Molotov cocktail in the name of BLM and Antifa. Did they get 17 years? The answer is none of them got close. And if you're going to say to yourself, because you're a lefty in the chat, meaning you're probably an imbecile, well, it's whataboutism. You're damn freaking right. It's whataboutism. It's what about justice? Yes, sir. It's whataboutism. It's what about justice? The essence of justice is whataboutism, is it not? If I prosecute Joe for a bank robbery and give him 40 years, and then my political buddy, Ronnie Bag of Donuts, commits a bank robbery as well, and I talk to a prosecutor and get him off with probation, you're damn right to say, well, hey, why is Joe in jail? What about Ronnie? Because that's not justice. The essence of justice is whataboutism. Listen, anyone running for office right now for the presidency, I told you, I don't care who you support on this show. You know who I support? We've been open and honest about that. However, everyone gets a fair shake here. Anyone running for office, if they do not support the full and extensive use of the pardon power in the presidency to correct this miscarriage of justice, get the F off the stage because the verdict is in and you suck. I'm dead serious. Day one, I want all these people pardoned. Sorry, cutesy time's over. But then they attack people at the Capitol. Some of them might have. Some of them might have. Some of them, I don't know the details of every single person's cases. I certainly don't support any attack on police. And yeah, I wish things would have went down different. The hard reality is they didn't go down different. And they didn't go down different at the courthouse in Portland. They didn't go down different during the George Floyd riots either. And you know what happened to those people? Jack squat and Jack left town. So until you can tell me that the Department of Justice is engaged in a full-throated defense of blind justice, then whataboutism will continue, and so will the pardons. If you're not committed to that, exit stage left, man, right now. Right now. Because here's what's going to happen, folks. I worked in a couple of White Houses. I guarantee it. They're going to get in office, and some political hack goon type is going to get in their ear and say, sir, we tested this in front of a focus group like some big wuss bag loser. They're going to lick their fingers where the wind is going. They're going to say, the focus group says that this is going to make you look like a partisan. I don't give a shit about that, and you shouldn't either. What you should care about right now is the implementation of justice, and we don't have it anymore. And until we can get justice, we need a corrective mechanism in this system right now. And that corrective mechanism was given to us by our founding fathers. It is the pardon, which will be a big double-barreled FU to our now fully corrupt justice system until we can fire all these people. And to the lefties saying, oh my gosh, you mean if Trump or someone else gets in power, they're going to swap out the government for a new government? That's got a name, guys. You know what it's called? It's called freaking elections, dipshits. You should try it sometime without cheating. Folks, the police state's metastasizing, man. The signs are everywhere. You're not going to miss them on this show. Because I watch this shit like a hawk. I see all this stuff going down in live time. Gee, you remember this? A few months back, we warned people about this new rule the Biden administration was trying to implement to make everyone who transfers a gun a federal firearms licensee. Do you remember this story? That wasn't long ago at all. Now, I'd say unflag it, Joe, but I'm not sure if we flagged it or not because the flag it list may have got lost in transport. All right, check it out. Jim, if you could check that out. But I remember saying, watch this story. This is going to be, folks, if this story gets a little complicated, I'm sorry, but trust me, you need to hear it. Because it's how the police state is working right now. We don't have a lot of time left to disarm you, to censor you, to shut you down, and to lock you up. It's here now, not tomorrow. The Biden administration has been working on this new rule for a while. And the gist of the rule is this. They don't want anyone to be able to transfer a firearm to anyone else without going through the background check system. You may say, oh my gosh, Dan, well, that sounds like common sense. Really, folks? You think criminals who sell guns go through the background check system? If you think that, you're probably a liberal or an imbecile, but I just said the same thing twice. August, oh, good. Look at that. He's all over it. August 3rd. They'd be big. So here's the rule's already out now. So now you want to give your firearm to say your son, your daughter, your son-in-law, you're getting older, you want to transfer it to someone, that person's not a prohibited possessor because that would be against the law. You're allowed to do that now. Here's the problem. When the government shows up to your house because they want to raid your house because they want to take everybody's guns away, you have a legal out. Your legal out is, I don't have the gun, I gave it away. Well, if there's no record of that transaction because it's none of the government's damn freaking business, the government has to walk away and go, oh, shit, we don't have any options here because Johnny said he gave the gun to his son. You can go visit the son, but the son can say the same thing. I transferred it to someone else. You get my point? Everybody tracking? This isn't complicated, right? So the government has been pushing liberal goons for a long time. Shouldn't say the government. Liberal goons have been pushing for a long time for a universal background check system. Ladies and gentlemen, this has nothing to do with keeping guns out of the hands of people who don't who would do bad things with them. That's not what this is. It is a way to collect a list of gun owners. So you can't say anymore, oh, I don't have it anymore. Oh, who'd you give it to? Johnny. Oh, you gave it to Johnny? Where's the background check? Oh, look, the rule's out. The rule's out. The rule, look at that rule. It's out. And just as we predicted, they are changing now the definition of a federal firearms licensee, quote, engaged in the business of dealing with firearms. and it's someone who could have even engaged in a, quote, single firearm transaction or an offer to engage in a transaction when combined with other evidence. May be sufficient to require a license. You guys get that? The may part? Maybe. What do you think that means, fellas? Why do you think they put that may in there? Yes. Thank you, Joe. Even on Friday, still sharp, even though he almost killed himself. He is still sharp. Yes, that gives the government legal room to say, listen, Johnny, you gave your firearm to your son, Joey? Yeah, he's my kid. Listen, I think you need a license. Well, it doesn't say that in the law. No, it says it right here that may be sufficient. One transaction may be sufficient. You see that? Guy just said it's a 108-page rule. They like bury it in there, so hoping you didn't see it. Folks, this is all a scam. They're coming for your guns. They want to be able to show up at your house right now if you're some kind of pro-life advocate or parent at a school board or something like that, and they want to be sure that they know exactly who has the guns so they can be sure to remove them from you first, and there's not going to be any out. That's why they're pushing for this stuff. Now, here's where it gets even worse. You want to see another dipsy-doo flippin' roo they're up to right now? Not only want to make sure they have a list of where every gun is, because remember, you're not going to have an out. You're not going to be able to say you gave it away. You better damn well be on that list with the background checks. They're going to take all the forms. Oh, this is the 4473s. They're going to make sure they compile it into a list of who has the guns. And then what they're going to do is they're going to start shutting down the federal firearms licensees, which the gun dealers, who are going to be everyone, because if you sold more than one gun or offered it, you're a gun dealer too. I want you to listen to this activist. This guy's a pretty smart guy, Marco Levon, OAM, talking about exactly this. This is step two. Get everybody on a list, make everyone a federal firearms dealer, and then shut the federal firearms licensees down by pulling their licenses. It's happening. Everything I told you in yesterday's show I said was going to happen is happening right now. Listen to this.
This is something that we warned about at the beginning of the election campaign when then candidate Biden and candidate Harris were out on the campaign trail. They were saying they were going to weaponize the ATF against the industry. And they were going to use that as a sledgehammer to take it apart. Now, what they've done is gone back and they've used those rules and regulations that regulate how the ATF covers us as an industry and regulates us, and said that, you know, if there's a willful violation, well, they've now taken a look at that use of willful and kind of twisted that. So if there's a clerical error in the books, if there's a misplaced decimal point, if there's an entry in the wrong column, now they're opening up actually closed investigations, going in and opening those up and revoking licenses of people who are trying to do the right thing, trying to make sure that they're being able to provide a service to the community for those who want to exercise their Second Amendment rights, protect themselves and their families, and they're closing those businesses down. And these were not just talking about those licenses that were revoked. They're also pressuring these people into just voluntarily giving up their licenses. And those aren't included in those numbers that are being reported.
Folks, it's here. It's here now. The police state is here now. It's not coming tomorrow, next week, next month, even an hour from now. It's here now. They're doing this now. That's why Biden is compiling these records, forcing everyone to create a record if they transfer the gun. And someone said in the chat, I was reading during, I like to read the chat during the clips because I've seen them all already. Someone said, oh, you know, you can always say your gun is lost. Oh, no. Oh, no. What do you think they're going to ask? Anyone? When they show up at your door? Oh, where's the police report? Oh, you didn't file one? No. Oh, no. I'll just file a police report and say I lost my gun, even though I didn't. Oh, really? Because then when they raid your house and find the gun, you said you lost, but you didn't. They're going to charge you with what? Filing a false report, which I'm not recommending anyone do, to be clear. You understand there's no way out of this. There is no, oh, the boat sank. Oh, it did? Where's the record of that? Did you file a report? Why isn't the gun in Nick's? Where the stolen or lost property would go, firearms. Why isn't it in there? Folks, listen, man. These Democrats, they have thought of everything. Take away people's right to speak freely online, create NGOs to attack them, cheat in elections, disarm everyone, get everyone on a list. They have thought all of this through. You haven't enough. Before you get down and hang your head and you get upset on a Friday. Don't. Because the nice part about these rules and these executive orders that are not laws, let me say again, are not laws, is if we get someone in office, a conservative, all these rules can be wiped out immediately because they're not laws. Executive orders, we can get an ATF director in there who actually believes in the Second Amendment, which they swear an oath to defend, by the way, and all this stuff goes away. But this is why these elections are so important. And I keep saying to people, don't give up. There's no giving up because it's going to have a direct impact on your life.
Oh my gosh, 63,900 people. We're only 20 minutes in on a Friday. So good to have you all here.
Folks, now here's the kicker to this whole thing. They want you disarmed and on a list while they simultaneously engage in big blue liberal policies in these cities so that you're a sheep as chaos completely breaks out. Why? They love chaos. Liberals love chaos because fear is their coin of the realm, because when you're scared, you'll crave a government to solve your problems. You'll look for big daddy government. I'll show you some video about what I mean coming up next. And folks, no fence sitting in this election. I'm going to show you a couple of quick stories how every single one of your constitutional rights is under direct attack. EnviroCleanse. You should choose an air purifier like your life depends on it, because it just might. Folks, more than 35,000 wildfires have devastated the U.S. this year. The toxins and particles in wildfire smoke can penetrate our lungs and threaten our health. That's why EnviroCleanse developed military-grade air purification for your home. I have one running right now. And they just announced their biggest sale of the year. Save an incredible, a massive 30% off during their Labor Day sale. If you're going to buy, buy now. EnviroCleanse is specifically designed to help wipe out some airborne chemicals and viruses known to cause illness, allergies, and difficulty breathing. Even some toxic gases and some particles found in wildfire smoke are no match for EnviroCleanse. That's why the military chose EnviroCleanse to protect the air on board our fleets. And EnviroCleanse comes with a free professional air quality monitor so you know your family's breathing purified air. Now is the time to save 30% off your air purification unit. Get the free air quality monitor and fast free shipping. That's a $250 savings. Visit ekpure.com. Use code Bongino, my last name. That's ekpure.com, code Bongino. ekpure.com, code Bongino. I love this product. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Thanks, EnviroCleanse. We appreciate it. Here's what I mean. Folks, the chaos is growing. It is spreading. These liberal cities are becoming just havens, petri dishes for criminality. It gets worse. The broken windows theories is real in policing. You let someone break a window in an abandoned factory, you do nothing about it, they break more windows. Next thing you know, the chaos spreads, disorder spreads. Broken windows works. Broken windows is real. The broken windows style of policing is real. You let small property crimes go, they metastasize into violence and chaos. I want you to look at this. This is a cell phone video taken out of New York, where I grew up. I'm a native New Yorker myself. This is a bunch of thieves again. Yeah, look at this. Thieving from the Ferragamo store. Look at this. Yeah. Ferragamo, that where the sneakers are like $1,000 a pair. Fleecing the Ferragamo store there. This is, you're seeing this everywhere, folks. It's I can show you these every day because it's not bad enough yet. It's not bad enough yet for liberals to see what's going on, that this police state cares about one thing only. The central organization of power and giving the middle finger to everyone in America. They don't care. No fence sitting in this election. No fence sitting in this election. No fence sitting. No fence sitting. Listen to me. I'm not trying to kiss anybody's ass. And the show is the show. To the DeSantis supporters, if Trump wins, we need you. To Trump supporters, if DeSantis wins, we need you. To Tim Scott and Vivek Ramaswamy supporters, we need you. When the primary's over, there is no dicking around. I'm sorry to have to pass this. You fight all you want now. I'm staying out of this stuff. I care about conservatism, and I don't believe in Republican-on-Republican violence. You know who I support. I've said it over and over. I think we got a lot of great people in this race. There's no fence sitting in this election. There's no dicking around. This is too important. The police state is metastasizing right now. Every single right you thought you had is disappearing. You want to just run through a few quick ones? I wasn't even going to put this in the show. I actually put some of this show together last night. We are live, I promise you. It is 11:24 and 55 seconds Eastern time right now. And if we ever do, we call it, when we don't do a live show, by the way, we call it a live premiere. We'll typically let you know. So, but that's rare. We rarely do that. But this is live right now. So last night, I put together a lot of this. And I'm sitting up here in my office right here. And I thought about it as I heard this Joe Biggs sentencing come down, 17 years. And I'm like, my gosh, we live in like North Korea right now. This is crazy. And I thought, what right isn't under attack right now? And this segment took me, I kid you not, maybe 5 minutes to put together. I can prove it on email. That's how easy it is to show you we live in a police state. You think you have the right to assemble? Yeah, Dan, we have the right to assemble. It's in the Constitution. That's a good one. That's really funny. Lifenews.com. 5 pro-life advocates found guilty of rescuing babies from abortion, assembling in front of an abortion clinic, face 11 years in prison. Oh, but I have the right to assemble. You do? Yeah, good luck with that. That's working out for those people as they spend years in prison. I thought they had the right. You do. You have the God-given right. Unfortunately, men, polluted, disgusting, filthy men, are destroying everything right now. What about this filing? I thought you had the right to a speedy trial, and you had the right to due process and the right to review evidence against you. That's a good one. That's a good one. The government can't even identify one case in the district Donald Trump is being tried in Washington, D.C., where they went from trial to indictment in 5 months, violating completely Donald Trump's due process rights to a fair trial. You think they give a shit? Nah. But I thought he had due process rights. Yeah, that's funny. That's good. That's a good one. I thought you had that too. I thought the Constitution mattered. Unfortunately, we're dealing with a bunch of communist liberals. No, we definitely have the right to an attorney. I mean, it was laid out in Miranda. That's even funnier. You thought you had the right to an attorney? Bloomberg. The most dangerous job for lawyers is being on Trump's legal team. Why? Because they're all being arrested. For doing what? For giving him legal advice. I thought that was Miranda. You had the right to remain silent. You had the right to an attorney. Yeah, I thought we had that too. You still believe we live in a constitutional republic? Well, I mean, Joe's in the background. He's like, God, something.
The police state
is here. He's like, we definitely have the free speech rights, you know. Yeah, that's good, too. That's good, too. The Wall Street Journal. Trump's free speech runs up against courtroom decorum as Donald Trump is prosecuted for exercising his free speech rights to challenge an election. You thought you had free speech rights, too. That's hilarious. Well, at least you have the right to self-protection and the Second Amendment. Good luck with that. Time Magazine in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, self-defense took center stage. Please tell me what constitutional rights you still have so I can laugh. You don't have any of them. Now, we have an opportunity for a big, bold turnaround. And I think the fact that many of you are starting to see that what I'm talking about is real. These are not elections anymore from two political parties. These are elections fighting for what the essence of what America really means is. And if you don't see that and you're fence sitting after this election, I'm sorry, but you're part of the problem. I'm seeing a bunch of this online, and I'm really getting so pissed off. I'm starting to mute and block people en masse on Twitter. I'm not voting for this guy if he gets elected. He hurt my feelings. He hurt my panties are in a bunch. I got my delicate sensibilities. Cut the bullshit, man. Cut the bullshit. I'm tired of hearing it. So just to be clear, like, you don't like the other guy? Oh, I don't like Trump, or I don't like this guy, or I don't like the other guy. So I'm going to what? I'm going to sit this one out. Good luck with that. Good luck as your kids are sitting in prison for 10 years for standing in front of an abortion clinic trying to save babies' lives. Listen, I ain't lecturing you. I'm not disrespecting you. I love my audience, and I know you guys get it. I know it. But you would be stunned because I have to do show prep, so I'm on social media probably 4 or 5 hours a day, maybe more. Folks, it is an absolute cesspool of stupid. The back and forth has gotten so ridiculous. I swear to you, it is tough to even do show prep. I have to mute people. I can't take it anymore. I can't take the stupid. Keep your eyes on the prize. Tell us why your candidate's good. I love DeSantis. I love Vivek. I love Tim Scott. I love Trump. I love Nikki Haley. Tell us why they're great, right? That's not what's happening on Twitter and Truth. You know what's happening? All day, it's a shit fest. This guy sucks. This guy's mom sucks. This guy's kid sucks. This guy's press secretary sucks. This one sucks. That one sucks. That's all it is all day. As if we're not dealing with the biggest Manichaean fight of our time against the most evil administration in American history. The good news is the Democrats are in chaos too. And I think they're in even more chaos than we are. I'll show you what I mean coming up in a second. Everything I told you was going to happen is happening. The Democrats are starting to realize that they have real problems right now with rotting oatmeal brains in the White House. The kid-sniffing, woman-feeling, bribe-taking loser. They know they've got a problem. Quick break here, our last couple sponsors, and we'll get right back to the show. I love this product. I am a huge believer in the just health benefits of sauna and a good sweat, folks. Temperature therapy is just the way to go for me. In these crazy days, we want to recharge and refresh. That's where I discovered Bone Charge, a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize life in every way. One of my favorites from Bone Charge is the infrared sauna blanket. It's incredible. It helps me ease stress and just chill at the end of a crazy day and a crazy week. Helps me break a sweat. Helps you remove some of the garbage and other toxins through sweat. It sets up in less than a minute. It heats really fast. I relax, just hang out. Gosh, it just totally soothes me. Your body has to cool down afterwards. So you just get this kind of mellow feeling afterwards. It's a total game changer for me, especially in the evening hours. You got to try it. Bone Charge ships worldwide. The sauna blanket ships free with no hidden costs. You don't need a $10,000 home sauna. Get the blanket. Bone Charge offers a 30-day free trial with easy returns and exchanges and a 12-month warranty. This makes an amazing, amazing gift. I know it's not Christmas season or anything, but you got a birthday coming up or something, you know, this is just incredible. Relax and recharge with the sauna blanket. Right now, go to bonecharge.com/Mongino. B-O-N-C-H-A-R-G-E. Bonecharge.com/Mongino. Use coupon code Mongino and you get 15% off. That's bonecharge.com/Mongino. Coupon code Mongino to save 15%. Check that out. Here's the Dan Mongino seal of approval. Finally, MyPillow. You've all helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows it and continues to give back to his listeners with deals on his most popular products. You heard me recently talk about my slippers, a MyPillow 2.0, and more. Here's the great news. MyPillow's six-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. The proprietary technology makes them extremely absorbent. It still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. It's absorbent, too. The set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Regularly priced $79.98. For a limited time, you get the six-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code Dan. That is a 50% saving, 50. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-637-4982 and use promo code Dan to save 50% on MyPillow six-pack towel sets. That's just $39.99 for a set. The deal won't last long. Enter promo code Dan for this special and many more. Thanks, MyPillow. Okay, here's the good news. Yes, there's some chaos on the right right now. People are pissed off. It's a primary. This guy's attacking that guy. This guy's staff is attacking that guy's staff. Fine. Primaries are ugly. You know, as Bill Clinton allegedly said one time when he was asked about his vicious attack ads against Bob Dole, but Bill Clinton said, you got to do what you got to do. It happens in the primary. But when the primary's over, it's time for us to coalesce around liberty and freedom and our candidate. The good news is the Democrats don't know what to do right now. Here's the problem they're having. I don't know if you know this, but the filing deadlines for individual primary states are right around the corner. So in other words, if you're going to get Biden off the ballot or put your name on the ballot, you have weeks, if not months, to get your name on some of these early state ballots. And that's it. That's it. You're out then. So there's this myth out there. Oh, there's a year to go. The Democrats have time. No, they don't. That's why you're starting to see articles like this. Liberals raise alarms calling on Biden to sharpen his reelection pitch. Where was this? What is that? Breitbart? Conservative Review? No, the Washington Post. As I says to you last week, liberals are turning on Biden because they know the kid sniffing, woman feeling, bribe-taking loser cannot win. They understand that, and they don't know what to do because no one's got the balls right now to step up as the filing deadlines are coming up. Folks, here's why they need to get rid of this guy. They don't know what else is out there. All of the negative Biden crime family information that's creeped up has popped into the media ecosystem only in the last few months as Comer and them start sending out subpoenas to banks. Not only that, the guy is lost yet again. He is clearly not mentally there. He is out of it. He is rotting. The oatmeal in his brain is now decrepit. It's not maple and brown sugar right now. It's like motor oil. Here he is yesterday at FEMA, giving another one of his atrocious extemporaneous speeches where he doesn't even know where he is. And again, he gets lost again. He has to ask the staff where he needs to go, despite the fact that, as I've told you a million times, the Secret Service briefs him extensively on where to go. But he can't remember because he's rotting oatmeal brains. Take a look.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you very much.
I am going to Florida. I'm going to Florida Saturday morning.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Where am I going? Right this way.
Did I hear that right? That Viva phrase in the chat? Man, Viva. You hadn't checked him out on Locals and his own Rumble channel. You don't know what you're missing. The best. Love him. Homie, yeah, my homie. Love you, brother. Good to see you. The guy don't know what he's doing. Who, Viva? No, Viva knows exactly what he's doing. Biden, rotting oatmeal brains. He don't know what the hell he's doing. Listen to me. I did this job for 12 freaking years. They are given a very simple card. You do this. Go left. 5 minutes of remarks. Speak with Joey Bag of Donuts. Shake six hands. They are very detailed. He can't remember. That's why rotting oatmeal brains is always getting lost. Also, the guy has the social IQ of an amoeba. He has zero ability to emotionally relate to any crowd. So what does he do? He embellishes. He makes every story about him. He lies, and he starts with cringy jokes. Here he is yesterday, starting off his speech at FEMA. Keep in mind, this is about a hurricane that destroyed people's lives. He thinks it's jokey time. Here, watch this.
We're in a situation where, you know, we're, how can I say it? There's still some deniers out there in terms of whether or not climate change has anything to do with any of this. And we're going to need a whole hell of a lot more money to deal with emergency appropriations, to deal with all you're taking care of.
That's the wrong one. That's about the climate denier, but it doesn't matter. It's the same point nonetheless. People, no, that's fine. You'd say, yeah, we'll play it in a second. But while we're on the climate denier one, this is who this guy is. You need to understand, folks, social intelligence is a thing. I'm not here to give a psychology or sociology lesson. That's not what I do. However, social intelligence is a real thing. The essence of social IQ is the ability to see yourself as others see you in an interaction. If you have it, you don't understand how people don't. If you don't have it, you'll never get it. Biden's that guy. He doesn't understand that maybe it's not an appropriate time, given that people's lives were just destroyed in the Big Bend area of Florida, to start poking at climate deniers, which is a Holocaust-type reference, which is disgusting. He doesn't get that because he has no ability, again, to see himself as others see him. Social intelligence is a big deal. He doesn't see himself in a mirror. He is incapable of empathizing with other human beings like a normal human being would. He doesn't understand rubbing women's shoulders and sniffing kids is inappropriate. Now, you would never do that. You don't understand how that would ever be appropriate. You're like, gosh, that's disgusting. How could someone do that? Do you understand he says the same thing? He doesn't see how it's not appropriate. You got the cringy joke thing? Just play it for the hell of it. You play this one.
Well, I don't know why I'm paying attention to these few guys up here. So everybody, all kidding aside, my mother would say, I apologize for my back. I apologize.
Your mother never said that. It's not. I don't know why I'm standing up here talking to you. Just shut up and talk, dude. Your mom never said that. All your stories about your grandfather, Ambrose Finnegan, the 45th, they're all bullshit. He just makes this stuff up because he has zero social intelligence. And the one quality people want in a president is relatability. They want relatability, and I'd argue leadership second. I hate to tell you that, but I think it's true. They want to be able to relate to the guy. It's why Bill Clinton left with 60% approval. It's why Trump's got this loyal base. How is Trump a billionaire that runs as a middle-class guy? How is that? Does that even make freaking sense? He's worth $2 billion because people can relate to him. That's why. How is it that a guy who's worth maybe $200,000-$300,000 comes off like a rich, pompous a-hole? Because people can't relate to him. Nobody relates to Biden. He is a cringy goon. And this environmental denier stuff, pulling Holocaust-type references, by the way, which is disgusting. This denier crap. By the way, did Viva leave $20 in the chat? Is that, I can tell by the hair. Is that him? Viva, you don't have to leave $20. Next time I see you, I'll buy you a beer. I'll buy you a, we'll do something better. We'll get a shot of like Louis the 13th or something. How about that? I'll pay you. That's more than $20. I'll pay you back. Listen, I don't care who you're voting for in a primary. I get it. There's some hard feelings about a lot of candidates. Some people don't like Ron DeSantis. Some people don't like Tim Scott. I'm honestly not a huge Tim Scott or Nikki Haley fan. But if they win the nominee, they're far better than the nomination. They're far better than the alternative. I want you to give a look to this guy, Vivek. He said some things we all got to keep our eyes on, no doubt. Listen, I again, disclosure, I was an investor in Strive, which was his fund, which he stepped away from. But that doesn't give anybody a pass on the show. That forget it, not going to happen. And there have been some questionable kind of flip-flops, no doubt about it, and some questionable kind of stuff we need to look into. No doubt about that. It's only fair to vet candidates now before it happens later. However, the guy is unquestionably very good at putting liberal a-holes back on their heels, especially when they don't know what they're talking about. This is an absolute masterclass on how to engage with the real climate deniers, the lefties. He's on with Andrea Mitchell. It's two parts. First part's about a minute 10 and about 30 seconds after that. He's on with Andrea Mitchell, an absolute moron who knows nothing about environmental science, nothing about the climate, nothing about anthropogenic humid climate change or if it even exists. She doesn't know anything about it. She knows what she's been told by her producers and a few canned talking points. So she tries to get into it with Vivek on the environment and just gets absolutely wrecked, completely destroyed. Here's part one. Check this out.
Let's talk about the hurricane that is now approaching. You've called climate change and that agenda a hoax. You said more people are dying from bad climate change policies than there are of actual climate change. But according to a UN agency, extreme weather events compounded by climate change caused the death of 2 million people between 1970 and 2021. Can you offer a shred of evidence that more than 2 million people died from converting to clean energy?
I can offer clear evidence that the number of climate disaster-related deaths is down by 98% over the last century. The number of people who died of hurricanes, tornadoes, heat waves, and other weather-related events in 1920, for every 100 that died then, two die today. And the reason why is more plentiful, abundant access to fossil fuels and technology powered by fossil fuels. I can also tell you today, it is a hard fact. None of these things are disputed. Eight times as many people die of cold temperatures than die of warm ones. The right answer to all temperature-related deaths is more plentiful, abundant access to fossil fuels. The Earth is covered by more green surface area today than it was half a century or a century ago because carbon dioxide is plant food. And carbon dioxide as a percentage of the atmosphere is still at a relative low through human history. Those are hard facts.
The geese said it right. Is Dan, has there ever been a time Andrea Mitchell's actually won an argument with a child over the age of 13? No, never. She is worse than Leslie. Sir! She is worse, sir! She is worse than Leslie Stahl from 60 Minutes. Andrea Mitchell is an idiot. She doesn't know anything about it. She has been fed. Gee, we had a show on cable news. Used to do it with me. He used to help us out with Fox. People feed you stuff all the time. The difference is I drew my own show up together in conjunction with a series of really awesome producers. I would send them stories. Hey, what do you think about this? But I knew about this story because I didn't send them the story unless I read it. Andrea Mitchell knows nothing. Some line producer, tell them global warming is bad. And that's all she knows. So the funny thing is, she uses a one-person anecdote. Hey, some guy told me global warming is bad. Vivek responds with a series of indisputable facts about the environment. And then she goes back and says, well, you know, one single-person anecdotes, you know, don't really matter. And Vivek says this to her. This is really great. Check this out.
Well, there's a hard fact of the hurricane that is now approaching. The mayor, a three-generation St. Petersburg resident, says he's never seen anything like this, the ocean warming. But let me move on to some
Andrea, may I respectfully offer a response to that? And I mean this with due respect. If someone on the other side were an uneducated person from Arkansas who didn't go to college and offered one weather event as an N of one anecdote to help support a theory of global climate change, you'd laugh off the stage as a rube for saying they don't follow data. The same shoe has to fit the other foot. Follow the actual data.
I'm not talking about one person's opinion. We talked to professors, academics.
You literally just quoted one person's opinion with due respect. That's exactly what you just quoted. And I think that that's what what's driving this kind of false narrative as opposed to the facts that I'm citing.
Well, and Dr. Michael Mann, whom we interview often, and other professionals.
You literally just cited one person's opinion. Folks, sir, the woman is an idiot. She doesn't know anything. Everything he just said, by the way, I encourage you to look up, is factually accurate. This global warming thing and the hysteria surrounding it is the biggest scam you have ever seen in human history. It is a scam. It is a huge, enormous scam. And by the way, you're not allowed to say that. For those of you out there who aren't on this platform, Rumble right now, you're not allowed to say that in other places. You know that, right? See, you can speak freely here. It's a scam, and you're getting worked. When I, you know, Joe Biden says, oh, my mother-in-law and father and my mother and dad and grandfather used to say this. When I tell you people used to say something, they used to say something. When I was growing up in Queens, I had a couple friends. They'd always say, oh, dude, you got worked. You're getting worked with the global warming nonsense. The hysteria is a scam. Speaking of scams, they're all morons on the left, not just Andrea Mitchell and Leslie Stahl, Bernie Sanders, Jamal Bowman, all these other morons. Karine Jean-Pierre is the queen of the morons. Of course, she knows nothing about nothing. She said the other day in an interview, did you see it, guys? She gets up at 4:30 in the morning to prepare. For what? To tell you she has no answer to the question and refer you to the DOJ? What is she exactly preparing for? She has not answered a single question in 2 years. And I'm going to have to refer you to Hunter Biden's lawyers. So I asked Guy a while ago. I was impressed he actually followed up. Sometimes I ask people stuff and I think they forget. I said, you need to put together a montage. Folks, I have not seen this. I have not seen this. I'm giving you my word. So this is a Guy special. Guy put together a montage of Karine Jean-Pierre's son of her finest. And by finest, I mean lowest moments. Guy, if you would.
The president loves his son. He is proud of how his son is rebuilding his life. And as far as anything specific about any investigation, any criminal investigation, we just are going to be consistent and just not comment.
It's been a devastating devastation, as we have seen, you've just mentioned. And our hearts go out to the trans community as they are under attack right now.
I've been asked this question a million times. The answer is not going to change. The answer remains the same. The president was never in business with his son. I just don't have anything else to add. Senator Horino, who I said the president spoke to just last night, he thanked the president for the immediate support of federal agencies have delivered for residents of Hawaii. And so has Senator Schwartz.
There's the NORAD is part of like a part of it's a what you call a coalition, a consortium.
So
a pact, okay. Exactly. And so that's why we were able to do that. Again, we didn't do it on our own. We did right. In step with Canada.
Okay, so today, as you all saw just an hour or so ago, President Obama announced that, pardon me, President Biden. Whoa! That is news.
Nice work. I actually watched that on my phone, just like, very good, very good. It probably wasn't hard, right? Did you have to cut it down? Really? It's hard because of the curation component. Yes, because you had to narrow it down to the greatest hits, right? He said it could have been the like to Avatar. Avatar Part 3, The Way of the Moron. That is a Karine Jean-Pierre clip for 3 hours. Folks, it never ends with these idiots. Here, Biden did it again yesterday. Showing you, these people say anything. Here we go again with the trickle-down economics. Trickle-down economics promised prosperity but failed America. You understand there's no such thing, right? Here's the Huffington Post again. Listen, and I need you in the chat, okay? And Viva, chime in on this, two of you. I love economics. I'm passionate about it. I played this a lot. This talking point pisses me off more than anything. Because again, you got the Huffington Post piece. The left talks about an economic model. You understand that doesn't exist? There is no such thing as trickle-down economics, ladies and gentlemen. It is nothing more than a series of words put together to invent this phrase to make you believe that there's this evil thing Democrats and especially Black Americans should be fighting against. The thing is, it's like assault weapons. No one knows what it is. So do you have the Thomas Sowell thing? Oh, man, I've debated playing this. Oh, because I play it all the time.
I knew you did.
I know. I just, I'm in the chat. Do you want to hear it? A yes or where it's just about a minute long, but how trickle-down economics is not a thing. Some of you have heard it a million times. If you don't want to hear it, tell me no, and I won't do it. But you should have a label. Yes, okay. No, no, yes, 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 yes. Well, a lot more yeses. All right, yeah. You got it? Okay. While he's getting that together, I'm going to take your questions after that. But, folks, you understand this is done as nothing more than a tactical focus group tested talking point to make you believe there's some economic system out there, right? Called trickle down, where rich people are benefiting and you're getting screwed over. There is no such thing. Here, listen to Thomas Sowell again. Prove it. Check this out.
President Obama in December of last year, the market will take care of everything. They tell us jobs and prosperity will eventually trickle down to everyone else. In April of this year, during the Bush years, the wealthy got wealthier, but prosperity sure didn't trickle down. In July, this past summer, Barack Obama, we've tried it their way. It didn't work. We were told that prosperity would start at the top and then trickle down, close quote. Where does this phrase trickle down come from?
Oh, I don't know. It was as far back as the Roosevelt administration. There is absolutely, it is an incredible thing. There is a non-existent theory that is constantly being attacked. Some years ago in my newspaper column, I challenged anybody to cite any economist outside of an insane asylum who had ever made that argument. Nobody ever came up with a single person.
So when Barack Obama says in this past July, quote, we were told that prosperity
would... Ask him who told him.
Nobody told him.
Nobody told him.
No economist has ever held that. No politician has ever said it.
I don't know of anybody who's ever said it. In fact, when I put this out and I went out a nationally syndicated column, various people wrote me and said, well, so-and-so said this, so-and-so said it. But find me the person who said it. I don't want to hear how you... A said that B said. Find me B and show me where he said it. And that was years ago. Not one example has been offered.
And by the way, still not one example has been offered. But it doesn't matter because you're dealing with people with the intellect of Andrea Mitchell, Karine Jean-Pierre, rotting oatmeal brains Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders. It's the moron class. And they're speaking to people as if they're morons. We got to fight this trickle-down economics. What is it? Oh, hell if I know. We just made it up and it just sounds bad. All right, it's been a couple weeks. I know some of you like questions for Dan. Some of you don't, so I've limited it to twice a month, but we'll fit a few in before the end of the show. Time for questions for Dan. All right, we only got a couple here. Hey, Dan, with today's political environment, would you recommend the next generation to enter law enforcement? Yes. Now, you may disagree in the chat. Why do I say yes? Because, ladies and gentlemen, you may not like politics, but politics likes you, and that applies to law enforcement, too. What are we going to do? Let a bunch of liberal lunatics get their crazies in there? If we don't have a role in the whole law enforcement badges and guns, enforcement of the law mechanism, you're destined to be governed and law enforcement run by people lesser than you. That's a crazy idea. Would I recommend it? It depends. I mean, if it's something you like to do, but I definitely wouldn't unrecommend it. We got to fix the system, not give up on it. Hey, Dan, do you know the Relaxium lady? Texas S? Tickler? I just read the names, folks. Texas_Tickler. Ha! I just read that. I'll read it as you put it, as long as it's not something, you know, really bad. So I don't know how many asses you're tickling, Texas, but sounds like you're having a lot of fun. Do I know the Relaxium lady? Not personally, but she left a nice message for my wife on her birthday. She's called in the radio show. Her name is Rachel. Her real name is Rachel, and she's really a trip. We love her. I'm telling you, I don't know her, but I never met her, but she sounds really cool. This is Anita McGroin. By the way, there's a number of trickle-down names available, including Trickle-Down McGroin, if you haven't, is that not picked up yet? How someone hasn't picked up on that yet in the chat? I don't know, is that already taken? Someone jump on that stat. When you fast, do you only drink water, or do you have tea or Field of Greens? I do not have Field of Greens because it has calories in it. Very infinitesimally small amount of calories, but it does. You don't want to trigger... at least when I fast, any insulin secretion at all for me. I drink nothing with calories. Matter of fact, I don't even take fish oil pills, nothing. I drink deuterium depleted water and I have black tea with absolutely no calories in it at all. And let me tell you, by hour 60 of that fast, I was dying. Paul and I are going to do it again in the very near future, but it was hard. But I'm telling you, I got ripped, man. I got like veins coming out my arms after that. That fast was the best thing I ever did. But you got to check because it's serious. If you have some like diabetic issue or something like that, then talk to your doctors. You could have real problems. Your glucose could get way low. All right, well, one more question. Here's a follow-up. You said, hey, Dan, Ryan 6516, I want to follow up on a question months ago about how to get your name out there as an unknown in an election. Long story short, I received the nomination and endorsement. Thank you. You're very welcome. I know it's a real pain in the ass to run for office. Wait. This is a real question? He wants one more. Hey, Dan, does Paula have a sister? I'm single. At the morgue. Ha! She does, but she's not single. Paula's pretty hot, right? And someone told me I could get reported to HR, but Paula is HR. And she hasn't complained yet. She's actually HR in the company, in Bongino Inc. She's really hot. So she hasn't filed any HR complaints yet, but her sister's already taken the morgue. But thanks for asking. I'll pass on the message. Hey, you guys are great. Been another bang-up week. 72,000. I think we hit 73, too, at some point. I love you so much, man. 73,000 people on a Friday. You all are the best. Join us every day, 11 o'clock. When we make the time change, I'll let you know. But we will be back 11 o'clock Eastern time next week. Rumble.com/Bongino. Please click that follow button. You see it up there on the right. We would love to have you. Follow it. You'll get a notification when we go live. And please follow us on Apple and Spotify as well. We're the number two conservative podcast in the country. We'd like to be number one. We're almost there. Thanks for all your help, folks. I'll see you back here on Monday.
Good day, sir.
Wow.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.